Wow, John, that's new.
Sound familiar?
But a little familiar.
The one you gave me to work on, it was a friend of yours.
Oh my gosh, was that one of mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, God bless you, he put music to it. I thought it sounded awfully familiar, but I said, you know, we talk about this stuff all. John, thank you. Let's give John some more love. Whoa. John, that's absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much. You're such a gift to this community. Everybody in this community is a gift to this community. I just, yeah. Carrie, I love you. Oh, yeah. I just feel so blessed to be here. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for doing that. Awesome. Okay, this is the first of the month. I also wanted to say, we forgot to say that the calendars are on the back counter for you to take home, so you'll know what's happening this month. And also the sacred reading is on the back counter. We've done it, doing it a little differently, because we want you to know that there can be difference in the world and it'll be just fine. So this is November, and we always hear from our spiritual leader of Centers for Spiritual Living, and our spiritual leader is Dr. Ken Gordon. So let's hear what he has to say about November. Yes?
Hi, my name's Ken Gordon. I'm the spiritual leader for Centers for Spiritual Living. And we're doing and continuing with the themes that we have for 2016 on our principles this year. We're going to enter into the month of November right now, where the global vision is wholeness. And November 6th, it says that we see our world with an understanding of wholeness. And this is done by Reverend Kat DePalma from Orlando, Florida. And her suggested point of view for Science of Mind is that there is only one life and that life is perfect. All creation, including us, is a perfect idea in the mind of God first, which means that we're always perfect and whole. Wholeness is our truth, and God's will is for more life. I'll share with you that the base core of every human being on this planet, as a matter of fact, of every living entity on this planet, is nothing more and nothing less than spiritual truth. Yeah, the core of our being is the love, light, joy, beauty, peace, and power that is life itself. And so the quotes that Reverend Kat uses are, how do we know what the will of God is? We don't, other than this. The will of God cannot be death. Why? Because if we assume God to be the principle of life cannot produce death without destroying itself. The will of life has only to be life, and the will of life, that which is infinite, can never be finite. Everything then should tend to expansion and multiplication in the divine plan. That is the will of God. It has to be beauty, truth, and harmony. And as Troward said, as this is the true relationship of a whole to the parts and the parts to the whole, therefore we should interpret the will of God to be everything that expresses life without hurt. And this seems to be a fair, logical, sane, and intelligent criterion. Anything that will enable us to express greater life, greater happiness, greater power, so long as it doesn't harm anyone else, must be the will of God for us. As much life as one can conceive will become part of their experience. This came from The Science of Mind, page 268. Marvelous.
Okay, he goes on, but we're not wanting you to have to listen to the whole thing. Yeah, so Dr. Ken says, and this comes from Ernest Holmes, is that he spoke that we are perfect ideas in the mind of God. And imagine a perfect idea of the mind of God. The very core of our being is to express more life. And I talked about this last week. I talked about that sacred center of self, that place that we the core of us is mighty and powerful, and it has never been harmed and never hurt. So if you weren't here last week, please, you can buy the CD, or you can listen to it online on our website. Because every moment, every event, we are called to express life more fully. We're called to express life full out. Greater life, greater happiness, greater love. so long as it harms no one. That's a really important point. As long as it harms no one. This is the will of God for each one of us. And our experience is determined by our willingness to conceive a greater and fuller expression of life. What does this mean to you? What does it mean to me? A fuller, richer expression of life and living is available to each one of us. Everybody breathe into that. It's available. It's waiting for us. It is the life that lives in us. So here we are in one of the most wacky elections of our lifetime. How do we explain that? Tantrums of righteousness and rightness. Lines are being drawn in the sand. Accusations left and right are being so strong and asking for our attention. You know, I'm talking about wholeness today, and we've been doing this every month. We've been doing this all year long. And we're talking about wholeness, and when it seems as if life as we've known it is being challenged. Anybody feel that way? Or is it just me? Anybody? No. It's almost like, whoa. And we question, what does whole, perfect, and complete mean when we talk about it or we try to live it? Don't worry, I'm not going to get off on who you should vote for. I'm just getting off on this is important. Number one, that we vote. But number two is it's important how we look at all of this. Because I don't know about you, but I'm being challenged by what's going on. It shakes us to the very core of our being. What we've, and what it does, you know, this morning, I get this piece of paper that Centers for Spiritual Living have put out because we've been looking at this whole year creating a better world, creating a world that works for everyone. And we started it in January 1, and here we are, November 1st. And I don't know about you, but it doesn't look to me like we've created a better world. How about you? And we question it. As a minister, it is... I am not able to talk politically as far as what you should do or how you should do it. And I'm glad that I'm not. Even though, oh, I tell you, I can get politically fired up. But this isn't the place for it. The place for it here is for each of us to tap into the core of our being, to tap into that power that is true within us, and to come from that place, first be in it. So I think it benefits us right now to play what I call the what if game. What if? Because otherwise we can't make sense of what's going on because we're being shaken to the core of our being. Why is all this happening? Where's the love? So let's play the what if game. What if this is the purpose of what's happening? What if it's meant to shake us up, to grab us by our belief system, to grab us by that just says, oh my God, what's this life about? What if it's time for each of us to ask ourselves, what do I believe? What if? I have to ask, what am I passionate about? What do I want in this life? What kind of world do I want to live in, walk out into? What kind of life and thinking am I willing to cultivate or change within me? First, Because you see, this year, 2016, CSL, we started this year out with the theme, living in a world that works for everyone. And we got wackiness, yuckiness. For years, I let my past history of righteousness rob me of the present moment. Anybody allowing righteousness to rob you of the present moment? I looked for the wrong and I pointed it out. So to me, it doesn't surprise me that we're seeing the pointing of fingers at wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, I'm right, that's wrong. Anybody relate to this? I can. So, I have something to show you. It's impossible for us to feel separated from spirit without feeling lost and in want. When we're feeling separate from spirit, it's because the universe and everything in life is asking us to come back to our true essence. That I talked about last week, that sacred and holy place that lives within us, we have to prime our pump of love, prime our pump of truth. And this is important to remember, because when I forget, I feel lost. And I'm supposed to be a spiritual leader. And I have to turn to that I know is truth. And sometimes it takes a lot of work. You're not alone. It's only as we live in conscious union with spirit and consciously let it work through us that we really live. This is all from our founder, Ernest Holmes. That we let it work through us that we really live. So today, I believe, you know, I have this sort of script that we're supposed to use with CSL and Centers for Spiritual Living, and I was working with it, and all of a sudden this morning it was like, what do we really want to hear today? I don't know about you, but what I want to hear today is that the world is asking us to be love warriors. Love warriors. And being a love warrior means I'm willing to be powerfully grounded and centered in what I know to be the truth. Oh, that should be another flat. That one, that's fine. Thank you. And to know that no matter what, even when I push that button, that it looks wrong, it isn't, it's right. Imagine being a love warrior, and if you're a love warrior, what does it look like? Because, you know, when we talk about terrorists, do you know why they're terrorists? Because they're powerful. How powerful is our love? How powerful are we willing to love and to imagine being that love warrior? Love warriors, when they think or hear action or speaking against people or event, love warriors must be the first willing to connect within by saying, I'm sorry you're so afraid. Because all we're hearing today is fear. But if we fall into that fear, then we're in there too. No, we have to stop and say, wait a second, I'm committed to being a love warrior, and I'm sorry you're so afraid. Because that's what's showing up. May you be blessed, is what we need to say. Or may you know the true blessing of life. We are each being asked to love back where hate shows up, and love back as powerfully as we possibly can. But we can't do that if we're not feeling the love within ourselves. That's why I think it's really important to come to a community like this on a regular basis to get filled up. So when we walk out there, we're full of it. I tell you all the time, you're full of it. But I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I'm just full of the confusion and the anger or the hurt. See, when hate shows up, we have to be more powerful with love and blessings. This is the very core of who we are. This is the very core of what we're each created from. And we saw that last week with the sacred center of self. I realized last week when I did that how you liked it so much. Please listen to it. I'll do it more often because I think that's what we need to know. Because you see, love loosens up old beliefs. It certainly has me. I used to really be pointing the finger. I'm right, you're wrong. Love loosens up our righteousness. Righteousness holds us each hostage. Look at what's going on and look at the hostage that each, that the people that are expressing that rightness are held in. I am so sorry, you're so angry. Bless you. Bless your life. And let's commit to love ourselves into a source of wholeness so we can freely and fully share that power of love where we, out in the world, with each other. Are we going to falter? Yes, we are. But the more we recommit to being that love warrior, the more I think that we get to walk out in the power that is innately our divine birthright. So I ask you this morning, are you willing to be a love warrior? Are you willing to fall so deeply in love with yourself? And when you can't, you ask for a practitioner for help. Or you get one of our books, or the song that John just sang. We must each ask, am I willing to be the change I wish to see in the world? What if all of this is taking place for us to wake up? I like to think that. Am I willing personally, and I ask myself this and I ask you this, am I willing to start my day with loving kindness for all? May I bless all I meet and hear and see, but may I first, in every moment and every breath I take, bless myself. As a love warrior, can I and will I be willing to make a difference? What does that difference look like? The universe from the beginning of time has been swirling and unfolding, always becoming more, never less. Such is the nature of God. So even when we see this chaos and we see this wackiness, we've got to say, whoa, something wonderful is being birthed here. Yes? Yeah. And we have to trust that a new way of being, a new way of being with each other and being out there is being asked of us. See, I believe we're each being asked to step up our game. I am. And our life experience to know that the very core of wholeness lives within each one of us. It's our foundation, our sacred center of self. And it's powerful. And it's up to each one of us to cultivate this and to know within ourselves so we can be out there in the world and hold that presence of truth and light and love, even if it's just a smile. And simply saying thank you to people who help us or hold a door open for somebody and thank them if they hold it for us. To bless other drivers just because we want them to get there safely because we want to get there safely also. Do you see that's what love warriors do? And when somebody is upset, we say, I'm sorry, you're so sad or upset or hurt. Because you see, if we're blessing people as we move through this life, then we find that we are so equally graciously blessed by life. Loving kindness gives us power so we can and will bless everyone around us. May I be loving enough to bless chaos. May I be loving enough to join Suzanne this Tuesday in High Watch prayerful meditation for the greater good of all, not just a few. And within myself, what I wish to see out there, I must first cultivate in me. And then if you weren't here, and what was it? I think it was September the 4th. That's a really good talk to listen to because it tells you that everything that takes place, we've got to say, wahoo. This election, wahoo. Everybody, wahoo. Whatever happens, wahoo. Okay? Because that's what it is. It's about staying so firmly in who we are. So, your purple paper on your bulletin is your take home. I do not want to find any of these laying around. Thank you very much. Anyway, let's say the prayer of this week together, can we? I contend with none, argue with none, and am filled with wonderful peace and light. There is no uncertainty about my future, and no fear as a result of my past. I live in an eternal now, which is filled with good alone. Goodness and beauty follow me. Peace and joy accompany me. Happiness and wholeness fill my entire being with the realization of love and perfection. And so it is. Amen. From our founder, Ernest Holmes. Please take that with you. If you end up watching the news or anything else, would you please repeat that and give equal power and equal time to what's asking for us to step out of our sacred and holy sense. Yes? 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 Everyone, yes? Yes, thank you. I love you. I hope today, anything that I've said or what's taken place or the songs here today have lifted you up to the place where you can walk in joy, where you can walk in love, where you can walk in blessings this week, all the time. And let's take that into prayer. Everybody breathe. Ah, good. Knowing and accepting that there is only one power, one all-loving, all-embracing essence. It is life that is living in and through all things seen and all things unseen. By whatever name you call this, I call this God, Spirit, the Divine, the Beloved. There is only one life, and that life resonates and reveals to me the very truth and core of my being, that I live in the wholeness of God's divine perfection. And I am knowing this greater this day, not only for myself, but for each and every one here today, that right where you are, right where I am, we are blessed and we are a blessing. And so we anchor this truth. And we anchor this truth for all of our loved ones. We anchor the same truth for every political person in this whole world, right where they are. That core of the essence of their being is alive and powerful, and we call it forth as we call it forth and connect to it within our lives, recognizing that there's a powerful healing taking place. And we keep acknowledging this healing first for ourselves and then for the world around us. And we recognize that with God, all things are possible. And so we just step into the possibilities. We don't have to name it. We don't have to know what it looks like. We just know that there is. We, as love warriors, create that atmosphere that all things are possible. And we look for the possibilities. We look for the miracles. We look for the magic. We look for the magnificence of God in expression. So I just release this, my word, into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says, yes, you are my beloved in whom I am well pleased. And it returns to and through each and every one of us, filled up and overflowing, for we are truly full of it. We recognize it in each other, and we recognize it in ourselves. And if you're in agreement with me, as I am, please join me in saying, and so it is.
So it is.
And so it shall be.
So it shall be.
Amen.
Amen.